It's shortly after 6 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. That means it's time for Off the Wall. Greetings, it's Emmanuel. I'm talking to you from the Cross County Parkway up in Westchester. I'm actually moving away from the radio station. Actually, I started from New York City a little bit earlier, got caught in some traffic, and couldn't find my microphone, so I found it now. Here I am in Westchester, heading north. Well, not north, actually, I'm heading west, but I will be heading north. A few detours. But basically, the gist of this is that I have to take the smart car to be serviced in Canada. That happens occasionally. Since I have this smart car that I got from Canada back in 2005, because of the computer age, you need the right computer codes in order to fix a car these days. You can't just roll up your sleeves and figure it all out. You have to actually have the access granted. And wouldn't you know it, the people that make the same car here in the States now don't have the same computer codes as the same model in a different country. So really the only way to get a decent service is to sometimes take it back there and have them calibrate everything. It's okay, because I don't mind going to Canada. It's a bit of fun. I decided to sort of turn this into an extended trip in many ways. My plan is to drop the car off tomorrow, then pick up a rental car from Canada. I've never done this before, renting a car in Canada, and then driving back into the States with that. But I won't be driving directly into the States. I'll be driving a bit west, maybe a bit north as well, eventually making my way into Wisconsin, where I can visit with my good friend and former co-host, Mike Juhas, and then making my way back through Ohio, stopping at Natacon, and then eventually heading back to Montreal, getting the smart car, which hopefully will be fixed, and coming back down to New York. Yeah, it's interesting. I figure, why not, you know? It's one way of seeing the country that I haven't done before, and if you're going to see the country, you might as well do it differently every single time. Here I am. I'm stuck in traffic now. It's weird. Traffic just suddenly happens in Westchester. You don't know why. If you're going to go on any kind of road trip, don't take the same route twice. In fact, I plugged in different coordinates and taking a different route to get up there this time. And we'll see what happens. Also, I have to get off here. Hang on, this is going to be a little tricky. With the smart car, you see, you can cut people off, and they don't even know you've done it. He knew I did it. Okay, I'm sorry. better get out of his way. All right, I'm trying to exit onto a highway here. So once I get my act together, we're actually going to be asking for your support in keeping this radio station going. I've never done this before. I've never actually pre-recorded a pitch. But it's essential because, well, here I am, I'm on the road, I can't be in the studio. And in fact, this isn't even the same day that you're listening to this. This is, hang on, I don't want to get lost here. What, that exit there? Yeah, okay. I'm recording this on Thursday, the 9th, I believe. And this will hopefully be played back to you on the 14th? Yes. And that means we're still in the fundraiser, and that means we still need your support. But we'll get into that in just a little bit. Let me try not to get killed here first, and I'll come back in a few minutes and update you as to where I am. Greetings, it's Emmanuel again, and here I am north of Montreal. Let me just briefly recap. Yesterday, I stopped over in Poughkeepsie, New York, hung out with some friends for a while. And then figured out how to get north, pretty much avoiding the toll portion of the thruway throughout. There's a slight portion that I had to hop on Route 90. And by the time I got to Canada, by the time I got to Montreal, I had spent a total of 40 cents on tolls and less than $15 on gas, which is an incredibly cheap way of traveling. I had no idea it was that cheap. Of course, I wasn't a smart car, so it's a little bit less. But then again, it's diesel, so the gas was a little bit more expensive. So, you know, I'm not saying things should be more expensive, but it just strikes me that that's too cheap for driving a car, and that maybe mass transit should be cheaper and faster, too. Do you know it takes like 12 hours to take the train from New York to Montreal and about 6 hours to drive? That's just not right. So anyway, I made it to Montreal, and I was successful in dropping off the smart car. And then getting the rental car. There was a bit of a snafu with my rental car because it was supposed to have GPS, and it turns out that they don't supply GPS. They only supply GPS units that don't really attach to the car, and they didn't have any of those. So they said a sort of a compromise. They'll charge me for it, but I won't have it. Actually, no, they didn't say that, but that's what I'm afraid they're going to say. In any event, I've decided that I'm going to... this is the advantage of traveling by yourself sometimes. You get to do completely crazy things, and nobody is there to object. So I decided, rather than just do the boring route, which would take me, I think, through Ottawa and maybe Toronto or something like that on my way to Wisconsin, which is, some people would say, is crazy enough, I decided to take a more northerly, out-of-the-way route, through such places as, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Val d'Or, V-A-L-D apostrophe O-R, and then what sounds like a native town, Kapukaching, I believe is how you pronounce it, then down south a bit to a place called Wawa, which I'm just dying to see what that's like, and then finally Sault Ste. Marie, which I've been to once before, two Sault Ste. Marie's. They're twin cities. One is in Canada, one is in the United States. So my goal is to make it to the Canadian Sault Ste. Marie by Saturday night. It's currently Friday evening. And, you know, looking at the map, I mean, that's another thing. Finding the map was very difficult. I tried in the States. I tried in the States to get an atlas. But every place I stopped at only had a New York State atlas. Who buys one atlas for an entire state? I mean, I guess somebody just travels around one state and doesn't go over many other places, or else they have 50 of them. I wanted one of those books that, you know, encompasses all of the United States and all of Canada. And, you know, I can swear the one I used to have encompassed Mexico as well. But those were nowhere to be found. I finally made it all the way up to Quebec and had trouble finding anything that wasn't the province of Quebec that didn't go beyond that. Finally, I made it to a bookstore, and I actually had to get two different things. I had to get a map of the U.S. and a map or an atlas of Canada. So I was looking at that. It's you know, they don't really break it up in a convenient way. They break up, like, you know, random portions of the province, it seems. So you have to sort of go from page to page. And I just looked at the book and said, okay, it would be nice to go up there. And hopefully I'm on the right road, and we'll see what happens. But here's where the craziness comes in. The only way, it's possible the only way I might be able to do this, using these backwoods roads, which, you know, I sure to God hope that they have gas on these roads. I just realized that. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Because I've been driving about maybe 30 minutes north, and already it's pretty barren. There's nothing up here. I'm sure they have gas stations. And the temperature's down to 4 degrees Celsius outside, so we'll see how cold it gets, too. But the only way I might be able to pull this off will be if I just go straight, you know, not sleep on Friday night. I mean, it's already 8 o'clock at night. It took me a while I got in pretty late, so I got up pretty late, and I had to drop the car off and then take the metro to where the rental car was and then get lost a few times and try and figure out what I was doing. I still haven't really eaten anything. I just had, like, an orange juice and a muffin. But it's amazing when you're driven, no pun intended, you sort of forget about things like that. And that's another reason why it's good to do this kind of thing on your own, because it would be cruel to subject somebody else to this kind of lunacy. So what I'm doing is basically just pointing north, driving, and seeing how this road turns out. And I'll see what happens. If I have to stay up all night and keep driving through the day in order to make the goal, well, you know, that's what I'll have to do. Human beings make sacrifices, and I'm willing to do that. After all, this is an adventure. This is seeing something different. I don't want to see the same things. I want to see different things. And I'm hoping that that's exactly what I'll see. And I should be able to stay up without much of a problem. I've stayed up a couple days before. Stayed up many days before, so it's just... you know, the comforts of sleeping in a nice bed and watching cable TV, well, I can do without that if I have to. So, oh, and the other thing is this car has XM radio. I've never had that before. So I'm experiencing something new. I guess I'm going to try and see what all the channels are like, see what all the fuss is. Yeah, it doesn't really feel like radio. It feels like, you know, I'm listening to somebody's iPod or something, with occasionally a DJ saying something. But right now, I guess this is legal. I can turn this up because it's not really radio, is it? It's just like a jukebox. This is... Oh, great. It's an announcer this time.
This is Sirius XM, 50s on 5.
Yeah, I'm listening to 1950s music. And, it's the two companies have merged now, so it's Sirius and XM at the same time. So I'll have fun exploring that as I go. No shortage of audio sources here. I have my iRiver, I've got the regular radio, I've got XM/Sirius. Or I can just turn it off and listen to the sound of the road. We'll see what happens there. It'll be an adventure. We'll see how this turns out. When I talk to you next, I'm sure I'll be in a completely different state of mind. Okay, I just stepped out of the car. I've been driving, let's see, I started at around, I think 5 yesterday, 5 in the afternoon yesterday. Now it's like around 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. And I made it to pretty much everywhere except for the last couple of destinations. But it's been non-stop driving. Amazing scenery, though. Snow everywhere, like a couple of feet of snow up here. And I just basically turned to go south. I'm heading south now on a somewhat smaller road. Actually, it's the second time I've tried to go south. The first time, I actually wound up on a 40-kilometer dead end because of the stupid map I have. I thought I was following a road instead of I was following train tracks. They didn't look like train tracks, they looked like a road. And I don't really know why you'd put train tracks on a road atlas in the first place. And if you did do that, you should make them look like train tracks, not like a road. I've been having a tough time, though, on this latest stretch because there's really nothing at all on this road. In fact, Just listen to how quiet this is. I mean, there's not a sound to be heard anywhere. No cars, no birds, no humans. Just a little bit of wind. That's the other thing. It got to be minus 19 Celsius while I was driving overnight. That's pretty damn cold. Again, I wasn't expecting so much snow on the ground, but apparently that's a permanent fixture over the winter here. Say probably about halfway down this road, and figure I'm going to stop in Wawa and grab some food there or something. Maybe even sleep there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'd really like to make the Sault Ste. Marie, because then tomorrow I just have to drive a little bit in the States and not have to worry too much. And I can sleep a good long time. Boy, I probably don't sound nearly as enthusiastic or energetic as I did last time. But that's okay. I expected this. I expected it to be like this. And I pulled over now because I was really starting to get tired, and I was afraid I might not offer something. Usually quite good at keeping that from happening, but nothing like standing out in the cold to wake you up a little bit. Well, it's not that cold now. It's 0 degrees. We're freezing right now. According to my car, that is. I'm believing everything my car says. I'm standing basically by the side of the road here. There's still snow on the ground, quite a bit of it actually, but not nearly as much as there was a little further north. I'd say maybe about a foot of snow here. There's probably about 2 feet of snow there. I can't imagine what happens like after it snows either, because it hasn't snowed in a while, I don't think. This is just snow that's left over. Anyway, that's the Great White North for you. Hopefully, I'll be able to report again before this leg of the trip is up, and before I get back to the States. It's been an experience. I'm glad I did this. Glad I went up that route that almost nobody ever goes up, and then very few people up here. There's a couple of towns, though, that did have some activity. Val d'Or, for instance, was surprisingly active. I counted between 8 and a dozen bars that were open and very busy at 1:30 in the morning. People all over the place. So that was pretty cool. That was a surprise. And I stopped in at Tim Hortons there and just got a donut. Would like to have gone to a bar, but would have been inappropriate. All right, I'm going to get back in the car. I think I'm good to go again. Maybe I'll close my eyes for a minute, but no, I probably won't. I'll probably just get on the road. Yeah. Been listening to XM radio for the first time in my life, experimenting with that, because this car happens to have it. And gotta say, I'm not impressed. I guess I can go on a rant about that maybe a little later, but or another show. But basically, I've been flipping back and forth from AM to FM to XM. Not that XM is really a band, although the radio says it is. It's just so much more interesting to find a local radio station. Even if it's in a foreign language, it's just so much better, so much livelier, so much more local. All these XM channels, yeah, the music sounds good, sounds crystal clear, but there's no soul, you know? The people aren't there. The people aren't listening to the music. They're just disembodied voices. Somehow it takes all the magic out of it. But it's been interesting. I've been going one by one, listening to all the channels, and I haven't even scratched the surface yet. There's so many of them. Maybe I'll find something good. But I've got a long ways to go. Not only down to the States, but all the way back, which will probably be topic for another show. All right, that's going to do it for me here. Okay, I feel much better now. It's been a full night. It's Sunday, right? Sunday morning now, yeah. I slept for a good long time. Didn't really sleep for as long as I wanted to, maybe about 12, 13 hours, but it's okay. It certainly makes up for the two nights I lost for now. So I'm about to head over back to the States and onwards to Mike Uhas's place somewhere in Wisconsin. We'll be hearing from him in just a little while. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. It's been a real blast. At least I think it has been. But now for the serious part, we do need your help to keep programs like this going on this radio station. And we are in the middle of a fundraiser. Of course, I'm on tape, so I'm not there live to see the phone lines light up. What I can do is I can ask people to call 631-632-9872 and show your support for programs like this, for programs that air on WUSB 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that bring you alternative perspectives and music and thoughts and news and all kinds of things like that. We're offering today a continuation of the offer we had last week, which is the signed copy of the Best of 2600 book. That's a 700-page compendium of some of the best articles that have appeared in 2600 magazine since our founding back in 1984. And it's interesting because I've been at the station since, actually since 1977 I've been at the station. And we currently are airing old programs that went on back in 1981 with the aforementioned Mike Juhas. We co-hosted a show called The Voice of Long Island. And it was through that show that I think I really began to experience the joys of playing with phones and long-distance operators and things like that. And that led to all kinds of shenanigans insofar as making all kinds of calls and connections and figuring out technology and things like that. And that, in turn, led to the biggest shenanigan of all, which was 2600 Magazine, the hacker magazine that has existed since 1984 and which now can be found in bookstores around the world, which is really kind of crazy, but it's true. So WUSB has had a lot to do with that. Maybe they don't want to admit it, but it's true. And it gives you a sense as to what a creative environment can help to create. Sometimes unexpected things. And I can only imagine with all the kids that are taking part in the radio station now from the university, what kinds of things we'll be seeing from them in the years ahead. We want to keep those doors open. We want to make sure people are able to always have a place like WUSB to go to. But the only way that's possible is if the place is there. The only way the place can remain there is if we pay our bills and don't let all the equipment fall apart so much that we can't even do anything anymore. So that's where you come in. For a pledge of $50, you'll get a signed autographed copy of the Best of 2600 book, which mentions WUSB as well as a couple other things of the past. You'll get that. You'll get other WUSB paraphernalia for the $50 pledge, such as a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or a coffee mug or a hat or all kinds of other things that we offer. So it's really, if you're just looking at the economics of the situation, it's a pretty good deal in and of itself. But I think you should be looking at the common sense approach, which is a community radio station is important for the community. Not just for the local community, for the entire internet community, anybody listening to this show, anybody who's listened to the radio station, anybody who digs new music or alternative artists or alternative thought of any sort, you need a station like WUSB in order to let those manners of expression be expressed in the first place. So please, give us a call, 631-632-9872. Again, I have no way of seeing the phones because I'm talking to you on Sunday. But I'd like to be able to come back there and have somebody tell me that, boy, Emmanuel, you actually got calls even though you were pre-recorded asking for calls. That's how much your listeners believe in what you're doing. I'd like to think that. I know it sounds kind of naive, sounds kind of silly even. But there's nothing naive or silly about the cold economic reality of the fact that we're hurting. We're hurting in all sorts of different ways. And I would hate to see WUSB go down the same road that so many other stations have gone down. Imagine where you would possibly turn to if that voice of alternative music and news and public affairs and all kinds of other things, if that voice was no longer there. It would be just so difficult to open up your mind, to be able to connect with other people. And this place offers everybody a chance to connect with each other, to call into the show, send us email, to suggest things, to talk about the show with other people in other places. And that's just one show. Imagine, it's 1 hour of the entire week. Every single hour of every single week, we have something alternative on the radio. And none of us get paid for this. Not one of us get paid for this. We do this out of loyalty and out of love. And we ask that you pitch in and help us continue to do this so that you can continue to be a part of this amazing alternative place. Again, 631-632-9872. I'm going to get in my car now and drive across the border to the United States, and maybe the next voice you hear will be that of Mike Juhas. We'll see. Again, keep those phone calls coming in, even as I drive across the border. 631-632-9872. Well, this is not the voice of Mike Juhas, not yet anyway, but I am at Mike Juhas' cottage, which is really a fantastic place, located in a very friendly community. In fact, it's so friendly that it's called Friendly. Yes, Friendly, Wisconsin. Amazing. But I'm actually standing in his backyard, which is quite a backyard. It's just an incredible field that goes on for quite a ways. I was telling him you could play professional football here if you wanted to. Soccer, tennis, you could even have a championship bowling alley. It's simply incredible. I'm just walking down this long pasture. That's one thing in Wisconsin. They seem to have space for everything. The highways have more space. The stores have more space. The people have more space. Animals, they run around. There's not fences anywhere. I'm still walking towards the water here. You might even be able to hear the waves. I'm sure you can hear the wind. It's kind of windy here on the shores of Lake Winnebago. And you can see, I think about 3 miles away, the other part of Fond du Lac County, which is where we are right now. I gotta say, you know, it's a very relaxing place here, especially after what I've been through getting back into this damn country. I'd rather not spend a whole lot of time on that, except to say that once again I got the royal search and seizure treatment coming into this country. It took me 10 seconds to get into Canada, including their scanning my passport. 10 seconds, really. And it took me over an hour to get into this country because they had to tear through my car and go through my pockets and everything like that. And really, really pretty upset by that every single time. You know, it wouldn't be so so crazy if I didn't live here. For God's sake, what do they think I'm trying to do? And the fact that I've never done anything, it's simply incredible. And I don't know if people can understand how psychologically upsetting it is when basically you're always viewed with suspicion based on nothing more than, I guess, what you look like or maybe something about your history or some file about you someplace. I don't know. Just you wind up feeling really powerless and defeated somehow. Like when I was in there, you know, I said I didn't want to talk about this, and yet here I am talking about it. Well, the thing is, when I was standing there, I was feeling like I was guilty of something. I was feeling nervous, and you know, I had nothing to be nervous about, but yet I was, and that's exactly where they want you to be. They want you to be nervous. They want you to feel like you're guilty of something. They want you to tell them, to confess. They're always so friendly, you know. They're always so, like, homey, you know, people that you'd see in the street, at the deli, at the post office. But they have control over you, and they can do whatever they want, and they can keep you there almost indefinitely. And fortunately, I was able to text a message out to a bunch of people. I actually used the Twitter service for the first time in my life, and this was, like, something I actually thought it was good for, letting people know that, yeah, I'm in trouble, and I don't know what's going to happen next. But I was just able to send one word out, basically the word detained, and wasn't able to update that for at least an hour. So, good way to get a message out to a large number of people quickly, if you need to. Of course, they yelled at me afterwards because you're not supposed to use your cell phone. You're not supposed to touch your cell phone. You're supposed to be completely under their control and not have any kind of communication with the outside world. Then you get brought into this room while they search your car while you're not watching them. And then they ask you over and over again the same questions. And, you know, it's like, I just want to enter the goddamn country, for God's sake, the one I live in. I've been to Canada, which last I checked was a friendly nation. And what exactly do you think I'm doing, you know? But the only thing I did was bring my friend here some bottles of ketchup, because apparently in Canada ketchup is sweeter because they use sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. Something I did not know. And the thing is, I told them about that. They didn't care about that, but they still I don't know what they thought I was doing. I do know they had access to that file, which I did not acknowledge, but I knew once they actually started searching me, this was after the process had begun, they were looking at that file. They were very curious about my credit cards because of the fact that years ago, I confused a customs agent by having credit cards with different names on them, like Emmanuel Goldstein. I have one now that says Michael Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security. I sure didn't want them to find those because even though there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, in their dim-witted view, God knows what that could have meant. At the same time, I'm going to a hacker conference, and I sure as hell want to bring those with me to show off. And I have every right to do that. I'm not doing anything illegal. But because I thought this might turn into an issue, I actually hid them. In fact, I hid them so well, I forgot where they were. And later I found them in my other pants pocket. They didn't find them. I know they were looking for them. The reason I know this is because they asked me to empty my pockets. Then they said, okay. Then after looking at my file, they asked me to enter my pockets again. They went through every single one of my credit cards, saying, wow, you have a lot of credit cards. Like, yeah, you know, that's sort of encouraged in this country. Didn't know that was a crime. They also said, you like to travel a lot. Why do you like to travel a lot? Why do I have to answer a question like that? It's simply incredible, the things that you go through. All right, for somebody who didn't want to talk about this, I'm really going a bit nuts. It's good to get it out, though, because I don't think people understand what it's like sometimes. And it's really frustrating. I guess I could just get a haircut and dress in a suit and tie and not ask any questions and not tell anybody about crap like this when it happens, and maybe I'd live an easier life. People do suggest that sometimes, and I don't know what to say to them. Anyway, so here I am. I'm going to climb up on the dock here. I hope the wind hasn't been too disruptive. Okay, here I am standing on a shortened dock. Basically, in the summertime, they extend it by basically piecing it together. You can't do that in the winter, or it would fall apart. And let's just listen to these waves for a few seconds. Now, you know, this is a rather small lake. It's not huge. I mean, it's big, but it's not a huge lake. But yet, there are still fairly choppy waves there. As you can hear, they're pretty loud. And it's very windy. The air's got a bit of a nip in it. It's not freezing like it was when I was driving in northern Canada. There it was minus 20 Celsius. Here it's got to be, I don't know, maybe hovering above freezing a little bit. But the wind definitely is making it cold. And here in Wisconsin, they know what severe weather is. They have bitter winters. They have a lot of wind. And they're prepared for this kind of thing. Really, the way of life here is very different from back in New York. And I should point out, too, you know, I was complaining a lot about entering the country. Once I get into the country, I really get along very well with the people in the various regions that I visit. It just seems very real here, you know. It seems very sincere, homespun. People enjoy life, that kind of thing. Wisconsin is one of these places that certainly exudes that. Anyway, what we're going to do is go back into the house and talk with Mike a little bit. Hopefully, raise some funds for the radio station and continue with Off the Wall here on WUSB. So, we're here with Mike Juhas in his kitchen.
Hi.
And, hi, Mike. I was standing out on your lawn before. I don't know if you saw me. I was walking up to the water.
I did see you there. Yes, you were out there on the lawn.
It was pretty amazing. But right now you're making hot dogs, looks like.
Well, yeah. I'm going to start the fire here going.
Let's not blow it up.
No.
Oh, look at that. What is that tapping on? What does that mean?
Do you know? It's just starting the fire going.
Yeah, but what is the tapping? What's actually tapping?
It's making a little spark. That's what lights the gas.
You've learned so much. Now,
today we're using Oscar Mayer premium beef franks.
I don't know if you can say that on the air.
Well, I can, and I just did.
It's a brand name.
It is. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just happening to say that that's what we're using.
Of course you're endorsing them. You're eating them, so you must be endorsing them.
Well, you are too, and you're going
to
eat them too.
Do I have a choice? I'm here. I have to eat what you eat. I mean, yeah.
You don't have to.
Well, no, I'm also...
You're going violently away from this place.
I tried that once. Remember what happened.
The important thing about these
yes.
is we just bought them today, so they're fresh. And being that they are Oscar Mayer, they are from a Wisconsin company.
Wait a minute. Oscar Mayer is a Wisconsin company?
Madison. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Headquartered in Madison, yes.
I'm learning. Wow, it's incredible. I did not know that.
So, I'm going to do five. Two for you, two for me, and one for my daughter, Cassidy.
Your daughter, Cassidy, is right in the other room, and she's an incredible kid. She's been playing on the Wii pretty much the whole time I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, is she a good bowler.
A good virtual bowler, that's
good
sure.
virtual bowler. And also, she's a good baseball player.
Ooh, listen to that.
Water, listen to this.
That's water boiling in my saucepan here. It's just a frying pan. You see, this is my method of cooking hot dogs.
If I drop the microphone into that, how bad do you think the damage would be?
To the frying pan or the microphone?
I think the frying pan can take it.
You know.
You just put a hot dog in there. Those hot dogs seem oddly shaped. Why is that?
Because they're premium beef.
And premium beef is oddly shaped.
I don't know. So I just have... What, a quarter inch of water in here that's boiling? And then I just roll the hot dogs. That's how I happen to cook hot dogs.
Okay, but hot dogs are only part of this whole adventure. There's a lot more that we learned, or I learned. You knew about this already.
Buns. We need buns.
Okay, buns. Let's go into the buns then. That wasn't what I meant, but what we got? Soft and smooth, whole grain, white.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are splattering all over the place. You know, I just cleaned this place, so I'm going to have to do that again.
Yeah, I was wondering why you cleaned up before you were cooking and not after.
Where's my daughter?
Cassidy's walking off into the on the lawn there, just like I did a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take quite a while to reach the water because it's such a big lawn.
Right.
It really is an amazing place. For some reason, though, you have these overweight robins just hanging out on your lawn.
That's all they do. They just hang out. They don't do anything. Though they do occasionally have a worm.
I saw them pull up a couple of worms, and they seemed really thrilled by that. But to get back to this, you had me, when I was in Canada, pick up some ketchup. Now, it was a strange request. Here's a... Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to put it down so hard. Basically, this is one of the glass bottles that I was able to find in a gas station convenience store, because nothing was open on Easter Sunday, which
right.
I wasn't expecting. But I cleared them out pretty much. Now, ketchup in Canada...
This is the one that's open.
Okay, the plastic one.
The plastic.
For some reason, ketchup in Canada tastes different than ketchup in the United States. Do you care to explain why?
It seems sweeter. It has a different taste to it.
And we looked at the ingredients, and yes, they are in fact different. In Canada, they do not use high fructose corn syrup.
Good for those Canadians, is what I say.
And that means they use sugar. It tastes different.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, would you like a soda?
Well, is it high fructose corn syrup soda?
Yeah, I'm afraid
it is. What else do you have that might not be high fructose anything?
Well, we've got this... 100% apple juice from Conti.
I had apple juice already, though.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Garlic?
No, garlic probably wouldn't be appropriate.
That's about it. So,
yeah.
Of course, we can give you water, too.
Water?
Oh, and there's beer.
Ooh.
And milk.
Well, beer doesn't have any sugar in it.
No.
Actually, it might.
How about milk with your...
Milk with hot dogs?
Yeah, that would be bad.
I don't think I've had that since I was in, like, third grade. And
hey.
Cassidy's in second grade.
Right, you and I... We figured this out.
Yes, we weren't in third grade together. We were in fourth grade together.
Oh, was that? Oh,
yeah.
What about
yeah, third grade I was still in Queens, but fourth grade I moved out to Port Jefferson.
Were you in the same class as me?
No, you were 1 year ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
You were in fifth grade while I was in fourth grade, but we had the same teachers occasionally. We had, well, we're not going to mention names here because their estates could still sue us, but that sadistic gym teacher, we both had him, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He used to make us flip over the side of one of those like handrail things and land in the sand below. And it just scared the hell out of me as a little kid.
What does that have to do with hot dogs?
I don't know how we got there. We've already talked about the ketchup. The ketchup tastes different. We haven't tasted the ketchup yet.
No.
But
actually, I did.
Did you? Already?
I did.
And can you tell the difference?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Are they both about the same temperature? Because one was in the refrigerator and one wasn't. Yeah, it's still colder. So I'll know the American one will be cold. But I'll just have to taste the difference.
I'll put it on a warm hot dog for you. That'll warm it up.
Okay. Now, of course, Mike, I didn't come all the way out here to talk to you about hot dogs and ketchup. Came out here to see how you're doing. And
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Yes. To reminisce about the old days. The Voice of Long Island that we're putting on once a week. Have you listened to any of those shows?
I have. Not many of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are 3 hours long each.
They're a long time.
But I should tell you, a lot of people are listening to them. We see them downloading.
Several hundred a week, I understand.
Yeah, at least. And that's really incredible, because how many people do you think were listening to us when we were doing those shows?
Two.
You always would refer to listeners in the singular tense. You'd say, this is for our listener.
Mm.
And I think you meant it.
Just as for our listener today.
Another thing you would always do, which I found a little annoying, actually, was when we were talking on the radio, if somebody was to call on the phone, you'd stop talking on the radio to answer the phone and leave me high and dry.
Well, you're supposed to work with that.
Well, I tried the best I could, but after a half hour or so, I'd run out of things to say. And
well, I wouldn't leave you there for a half an hour, maybe 10 minutes or so, but never a half an hour.
Oh, it seemed like a half hour.
Well, what do you think? These are about done, huh?
I don't know. How can you tell when a hot dog is done? It looks
I
the
think
same.
They're done when they come out of the factory.
Yeah, you can eat them raw. People don't realize this. You can't eat a hot dog
but
raw.
They are cooked.
Yeah, they are cooked. Or cured, or whatever it is that they say. This is fascinating.
Cured of some kind of disease.
Unreal. So, Mike, this is your cottage, which I think is really a full-fledged house.
Yeah.
You're here in a friendly village known as Friendly.
Friendship.
Oh, is it Friendship, not Friendly?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
Mm.
Okay, Friendship. That's good, too. Where's Friendly?
I don't know.
Hmm.
There are several towns of Friendship in Wisconsin, though.
Does that not lead to animosity? What if they play each other in football or something?
That would be bad. All right. Let's see how we're doing here with our... we're about ready, okay? You want to try this?
Yeah.
Should I put your ketchups on the bun before the hot dog?
Yeah, do what you think is best. Should I cover my eyes while you do this?
Yeah, you should avert your eyes.
I'll avert my eyes and look over here. Yes. I see you still have these pure maple sugar candies I brought down.
No, you can't really eat more than one.
No, you can't, but you can hand them out to more than one person.
I did.
Yes. Listen to that ketchup pour.
This is the...
Don't get ketchup on the microphone, please.
This is the...
That sounds disgusting.
It does. This is the one that doesn't have much ketchup in it.
Well, then I know that's the American one. I don't have to avert my eyes.
Right. Well... I'll randomize.
Randomize, yeah. I can watch this part, but avert my eyes when you're actually handing it to me. You know, Mike, we're supposed to be raising money right now, too.
Oh, please
spend
money.
Yeah.
The station needs it without your support.
Well, you know, we were driving in your car before, and I asked you, because you're listening to, you have a Sirius radio.
I do.
Which is kind of comical, not serious.
Arr, arr.
That's good. I still have it. I was listening to XM radio, and it's kind of funny because they've merged. It's the same company now, but yet there are still two different kinds of radios you could have, and I put radios in quotes. You have the Sirius version. I have the XM version. And you said you don't listen to local radio anymore because there really isn't any good local radio anymore, is there?
Not around here.
What happened?
It's just we never really had a lot of great radio around here.
Well, you'd had a couple of stations. You were on one of them, and that disappeared.
Well, that was closer to Milwaukee here.
Mm-hmm.
We're up closer to the boonies.
That's true. But that station is still gone, isn't it?
It's there. But we can't hear it here.
Yeah.
We can't hear it here.
Really? But do they still do alternative programming?
No, they don't.
Yeah. Stations like WUSB are few and far between. And it's incredible that...
Oh, is that the station we're on?
Yes, you may have heard of them.
Okay.
WUSB. 631-632-9872 is our telephone number. And do you know what people get if they pledge $50?
No, tell.
They get a signed autographed copy of the Best of 2600.
Ooh.
I believe I sent a copy of that book your way.
That's a how for how much of a pledge?
For a $50 pledge, I get an autographed copy. And that's not all.
Well, it's worth a lot more than that.
I know. But these listeners of ours, you have to play hardball. We're also going to send them WUSB swag for the $50 level, such as a sweatshirt or a T-shirt.
Additional swag.
So it's an off-the-wall special that's only available during off-the-wall. But it's only available during the show. It means you can't call after 7 o'clock.
Right. So call now.
Yes. What's the matter with you? I mean, I came all the way out here to Wisconsin to talk to Mike and hang out and do all kinds of things at my own expense, but also... I have not forgotten the radio station, and neither has Mike. He's been out here for quite a while, but he still thinks longingly of WUSB almost every day.
Yes. Okay, food is on. Let me call out my daughter here.
All right,
hello, Cassidy.
This is how he calls his daughter every day.
And dinner is ready. What would you like to drink, dear?
Cassidy hasn't said a word since I turned the microphone on, and she could not stop talking before. This is incredible what microphones can do. It really is. I mean, you walk around with a microphone, people act differently.
This one's yours.
I hasn't spoken yet.
I'm randomizing your hot dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So now you don't look.
Right. And the thing is, the heat of the hot dog will defeat the coldness of the ketchup, so I won't really be able to tell which one was in the refrigerator and which one was not.
Right.
I still have my eyes closed, though. But, Mike, we're kind of running short on time because...
Ow!
Oh, you're all right there.
That was only my knee.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, I'm fine.
All right. You've got quite an amazing setup here.
Would you like one of these? Or would you like a beer?
A beer would be good, I think, yes.
Okay,
I think, yeah, it's more healthy, actually.
Right.
But
one of these light ones?
Oh, no, not light, no.
How about one of these?
Heavy one, yes, that's good. Oh, very nice. What is this? This is a Lennon, how do you even say that?
Leinenkugel.
Honey Weiss.
Right.
This is a wheat beer, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, very nice. I have one of these every week. And this is good because this is exactly the day I would have it, except it's not the day that the show airs. Okay, well, basically, folks, we're going to have hot dogs now, so we're going to... I'll sit in the middle, I guess. Where should I? Yeah, okay.
Sit in the middle there.
Fine. You have a nice little...
Maybe you'll get something out of Cassidy, because you're sitting on the other...
Ah. Cassidy, would like to say anything to all the people in New York? She's backing away from the microphone as if it has some kind of power. Do you realize... All the noise she was making yesterday, all I had to do was hold this thing in my hand, and she wouldn't have made any noise.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah? Hot dog is good, huh? Wait a minute. If you randomize the hot dogs...
No, just yours.
Yeah, but how are you going to know if I'm right?
I know.
I mean, you know. You know which one is which?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you remembered.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one of these... Let's see if I get it right. One of these is American ketchup, and one of these is Canadian ketchup. And that's Mike opening his Pepsi. Okay, I'm about to eat a hot dog on the air. You know, I don't think I've ever eaten a hot dog on the air before.
You've eaten yogurt on the air.
I know. You introduced me to yogurt. Was that the first time I ever ate yogurt?
Yes, it was.
What was wrong with me?
I don't know.
Haven't had it since.
You were young.
Yes, we both were.
You were young at the time. It seemed like a good thing to do.
Yes. All right, let's try this hot dog here. Here we go. Okay. I'm rubbing on a hot dog here. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Let me get that taste out of my mouth now.
I'll open your beer.
You open my beer. It's got the sound of the beer opening on the air. That wasn't very dramatic at all.
Sorry.
All right. Let's try this one now. Oh. Different flavor.
So you notice a difference?
I didn't notice a difference. I would have to say... This one's sweeter. Did I get it right? Oh, my God. So I picked the Canadian one, the Canadian ketchup over the American ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy to tell the difference. And I'm usually not very good at telling the difference in things like that. But, wow. Well, that's pretty good. Okay, so I'm going to finish these hot dogs here. But, folks, we're serious in that we need you to call in the station and keep us going, keep the radio station happening so that we have a place to air programs like this in the past. And again, I'm inviting people to tune in every Friday night. Well, not tune in on the radio, but tune in on the Internet, because every Friday night at midnight, we release another edition of The Voice of Long Island from 1981.
Only took us 28 years.
It took us 28 years to get this together, but we did it. And actually, the show is not called The Voice of Long Island now. It's still called Radio Free Long Island. It doesn't get called The Voice of Long Island, I think, until September.
Mm.
So, we got that coming. So every Friday night at midnight, thereabouts, you can download a broadcast-quality version of one of our shows.
Did you notice I served this to you on a paper plate?
I noticed that.
Just like, you know, picnic style.
Very, very nice. And, you know, earlier we went to a pizza place in, what was the name of the town?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. Fond du Lac? Fond du Lac? Okay, and that means foot of the lake.
Right.
Right. You know, you pointed out something to me earlier that was an incredible naming ridiculousness that we'd like to repeat this for the folks.
About that baseball team and... California?
Yes. What are they called?
Excuse me, my mouth is full of hot dogs.
Well, so is mine.
So you only took one bite out of each.
I know, but I talked while I was eating them.
The Los Angeles Angels.
Yes. If you think about that, folks, you're basically saying the same thing twice in two different languages. All right. That's a good thought to close on. But again, call in now, get the special 2600 book. It's 700 pages. Did you see how big that book was, Mike?
It cost you more than that in postage to send it to me.
I know. And I believe you dropped it on your foot and it really hurt. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. So you'll get an autographed copy of that book for a pledge of $50 to 631-632-9872. We do take credit cards.
You know, I usually eat my hot dogs with relish, but this is the ketchup that I used.
Isn't that something? Yes, but you are eating it with relish, with the ketchup, is what you're trying to say. Okay, 631-632-9872. Again, you'll get the book, and you'll get all kinds of WUSB paraphernalia as well. But you got to call now. Please make us happy. I'm on the road, obviously. I'm not here. But when I get home, Finn is going to tell me how we did. And he's either going to be smiling or he's going to be frowning. And if he's frowning, I'm not going to want to come in the door because, you know, it's a bad thing. So please, make us happy. 631-632-9872. And Mike, here's a song that I'd like you to hear on our way out.